It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I can't tell you how happy I am to be back in the air conditioning. I had a good time at the concert in the park last night. It was a good concert in the park. And the rain was nice to us. It held off until everything was all finished. Actually kind of kept the heat down, too, and kept the breeze blowing. But it was very warm there for a while. And this is Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Back in the studio, ready to chat with you on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. So why is a grand jury looking into the governor's role in a DUI case? That's got a lot of people scratching their heads. I'm not one of them. And I'll tell you why. Doesn't mean I agree with what's going on. Just means I'm not scratching my head like some of the journalists are. And trying to make this sound like there's something going on that's dirty. Because honestly, there's not. Anyway, that's coming up on Freedom 96.9. And your thoughts at 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on freedom969.com, freedom969.com, the website. L. Matthews, the letter L, the word Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S. That's my email address at freedom969.com. You can directly send me an email if you like. And then I'm also on Facebook, and I'm also on Twitter platforms. So we've got that coming up. Remember when Ryan Walters wanted to revoke the credentials of some bad teachers? Some teachers that he thought were doing bad things, basically breaking state policy. And everybody was up and, oh, you can't do that. We need all the teachers we can get. You can't do that. Well, the State Board of Education yesterday met and discussed what they were going to do. Now, they haven't announced what they're going to do. I think they're trying to wait until 4th of July weekend before they make that formal announcement, because they don't want to get the flack that Ryan Walters got, which they're liable to get from the unions and everybody else. Because we're supposed to pay the teachers who are good as much as we pay the teachers who are bad, and then the teachers who are bad, and all the teachers are supposed to be so damn hard to fire that we can't fire them at all. They would really rather see, the teachers' unions would really rather see a college tenure type program going on. That's what they would like to see. Where, yeah, you've got tenure, which means guaranteed employment for whatever, 20 years, 15 years, whatever it might be. And you can't be fired for anything other than committing a crime. But I mean, at the college level, sleeping with your students isn't a crime. It is on the high school level, even when the kid's of age or age of consent. Anyway, so that is going on today, and we'll talk about the details there on Freedom 96.9. 3-3-3 guns in one on Firearms Friday today, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And that feature will be in the 5 o'clock hour. I will also have the video blog, so you'll hear us talk about it on the air, and then you can see what we're talking about with the video blog on the website, freedom969.com, afterwards. Share it with your friends, and like it. We'll like you back. Some dyed-in-the-wool Democrats are finally starting to admit what we've all known for a long time. And that is, the Democrat Party is starting to divide. Now, if I were the Democrat Party, I would renounce that wing of alleged Democrats that are trying to divide the party or trying to attach themselves to the party like a parasite. These communists, ultra-leftists, who are winning elections in places like New York. Now, believe me, I know the Republicans are making as much hay out of this as they can. Oh, look at that Democrat Party. Oh, they're going further to the left. They're going further to the left. How much further to the left can they go before they fall off a cliff? To their death. And I believe that could happen if they're not careful. I don't believe it will happen if the Democrat Party doesn't. But you see, here's what we're starting to actually see. Some of the dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, the godfather of the Democrat Party himself, admit we need to start looking at one very ugly word that nobody wants to talk about, and that is schism. That the Democrat Party may be dividing into the ultra-uber left and the more moderate. And he's somewhat right. I mean, I've read a lot of his stuff. I've kept track of his career and his columns since, I'm talking about James Carville. I've paid attention to him since back in the Clinton days. I disagree with him politically, but a lot of his political instincts are correct. And a lot of his consultation to people in politics is correct. I think he was the one that came up with the, it's the economy stupid line. It worked. Now, that wasn't what was responsible for George H. Bush's defeat. What was responsible for George H. Bush's defeat was Ross Perot taking some of the moderate and more moderate Republican votes away from George H.W. Bush. That's what happens when you throw a spoiler in there. Just ask Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, so there's that going on. But what is happening is the ultra-left is hijacking the Democrat Party, and they're bringing lots of money with them. So the Democrats cannot rebuke them because they cannot rebuke all that money, that financial help that's going to help the Democrat Party in the future. The problem is that some of the people that are getting on board with the Democrat Party and bringing this money, their ideas are so goofy, they're not going to get elected to anything. Well, they just got elected in New York. I know that, but that's the problem. They're not going to be able to go any further than New York with those ideas. Those ideas are vastly unpopular at the national level. Give me free stuff. Off the pigs, get rid of the cops. All that is great stuff for a New York or a Chicago or a Los Angeles. But those ideas don't fly nationally. And the Democrat Party knows that. So does the Godfather. He knows that. James Carville. I'm calling him the Godfather of the Democrat Party because he's one of the oldest still around that anybody's willing to listen to in the Democrat Party. So I'll get into more of that coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Norman has finally joined the crew when it comes to a moratorium on data centers, what took them so long, and will it do any good? Some of the we used to work to defeat communism. Now it looks like we're electing them. Well, again, you can't get too excited about this, and I know the Republicans are. But we're only talking about a small percentage of national voters. And what goes on in a couple of barrios of New York City is not going to fly in Peoria, Illinois. Or hell, even Lake Oswego, Oregon. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I didn't get to a lot of the email that came in yesterday. I'll try to pop that as much as I can. And your calls on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Firearms Friday coming up as well. I think I mentioned that. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. So it's going to be a fun day today as we get into a weekend that's going to be hotter than hell. But at least the severe weather is gone for a while. Let's get things started. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Tim.
Tim or Jim?
Jim.
Jim with a J. Thank you. Where are you?
Oklahoma City.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
It's off the subject what you've got, but I want to see if, did you know about these Chickasaw summer EBT cards?
Summer EBT cards? No. Are they for the tribe only?
No, they're not, sir. I happen to see some of them. And then we looked it up online to check what they were about. And if you have kids enrolled in school, then you're eligible. Well, what I noticed with this deal was that people that are not even citizens are getting them. Also.
Huh.
And it's funded by the government. You can look it up online, but it's all funded. Yeah. It's funded by the government.
I know that this is part of the federal benefit program, okay?
Okay.
So it works like, you know, it works like a SNAP benefit, okay? You get a card, and then that way you can go and buy food with it.
Right. Right, but it's not for just the tribe. It's for anybody that applies. I mean, everybody gets it, mm-hmm. even if you're not a citizen
of the nation. Yeah,
of the nation.
Yeah, I mean you don't have to be Chickasaw to apply for and get these benefits. But I imagine your income level has to be at a certain place. Like,
no, I didn't. As far as I've seen, it had to do with as long as you had whatever kids you had enrolled in school got it.
I'm not positive, but it said
enrolled in school.
Okay, if you already receive free or reduced cost meals at school, you're eligible.
Right. So,
that does mean your income level has to be at a certain. It's got to be a low income level.
Well, what I was curious about with this deal though is, on top of that, then they get free lunches and free breakfasts every day.
Yes.
And the EBT card. And SNAP, it seems like there's a whole lot of departments that are out there that should be enrolled into just one.
Well, it would be different if it were coming from the government.
But that's what it said. It was funded by the government. That's what it says online.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
okay.
Online it said it was funded by the government. When we looked it up.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jim. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, you're
I
fine.
Really don't know anything about it, okay?
You're fine.
If it is the tribe, it's the tribe trying to pay back the community for which they are, you know, setting up and using casinos. A lot of times the tribes are going to try to do that. For instance, Cherokee tribe bought one of the old hospitals in Catoosa, I think, or Muskogee, one or the other. They set it up again as a hospital, and they were giving out all kinds of free medical care, and you didn't have to be a tribe member to get the free medical care. It was the tribe's way of saying thank you for all of the great business at our casino.
Okay.
So and they when they set up the gaming compact, some of that was included. A certain percentage of the money that the tribe got, yes, it was supposed to go to the tribe itself, but it was also supposed to go to the community as a whole. Now, I'm going to have to dig and see, okay, is half of this coming from the tribe and the other half coming from the U.S. government that's supposed to go to the tribe, so that half of it is in theory, half of it would be going to the tribes who are underprivileged, and then the other half would be going to anybody who needs it that's underprivileged? I don't know.
Right, right. That's all I had. I was just curious because I know I've never heard anybody mention it before, and that's the first time I had seen this, and I thought, that kind of looks a little shady. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, here we are with all these SNAP benefit frauds going on all over the place. And I mean, what you're seeing in the fraud benefits, what you're seeing from the benefit frauds, say, in Minnesota is, okay, yeah, a lot of the people applying for SNAP benefits are eligible to get them, but then two and three and four people in the same family are applying for the same benefit and getting it. The mother,
right.
The father, an adult child. And they're all getting it because they have separate addresses they're attaching those benefits to. They're also, when somebody dies, they're not telling them that they're dead, so they're continuing to get those SNAP benefits and continuing to use those SNAP benefits. So this isn't that much different if it's going to anybody who already gets a free lunch or a free breakfast.
Right. Okay, thank you for your time.
All right.
I'm not put that out there. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry I don't know more about it. I'm going to have to look into it either over the next 20, 30 minutes or over the next day or so, okay? So 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. 405-608-4377. On the way, why is a grand jury even interested in a relationship the governor has with a DUI case? Freedom 96.9. Already the whining is starting with all of the things you're going to have to go through to prove you are eligible for Medicaid. And you're also going to have to prove that you are either working in some capacity or contributing to society in some capacity, if you can. So more government regulations when it comes to Medicaid. Now, Medicare is a whole different deal. That's something you've got coming to you because you've worked so hard for it most of your life. You did work hard most of your life, didn't you? And if you were born in 1961, it's about time for you to sign up and get eligible for it. Now, here's the problem. It's just as confusing because it's government. Government doesn't make anything simple. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group is here to take care of you in that event. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make if you're just now seeing Medicare on the horizon. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that'll work for you, and you won't have to worry about all the government complications. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. My good friend Eunice Corey, her son Patrick, and her number one crew.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work, wellheads. Close to home.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
These liberal women, you know, they get the college degrees in, like, sociology. They move into Manhattan, and they can't get a job. Shocking. So they can't afford rent. So a bunch of single women with no jobs and degrees have to shack up in the same apartment in the Bronx. And they've been taught in school America's evil, so they get angry. And they vote communist to get revenge.
And the sociologists already have a name for them. Downward sloping women. You know, if you left New York City and lived in a cheaper city and had a degree that somebody actually wanted to pay you money for the skills you have, you wouldn't have all that problem. But then again, that would take a lot of effort. That's Jesse Waters on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377. And here's what I learned about what Jim was talking about a minute ago. It's called the Chickasaw Summer EBT Program. It's in Oklahoma, and it was designed specifically to combat childhood hunger by providing families with approximately $120 per eligible child to purchase groceries during the summer break. It's designed to bridge the nutrition gap who lose access to the free or reduced cost school meals. It serves both native and non-native students enrolled in participating Oklahoma school districts who qualify for free or reduced price school meals. And qualifying families will receive an electronic benefit transfer, EBT card, to purchase healthy food options at participating grocery stores and local farmers markets. It significantly lowers the rates of household food and insecurity and improves the satisfactory access to fresh fruits and vegetables. That's what it's supposed to do. Do the parents of some of these kids who get these cards spend it on other stuff? Probably. But evidently it's been going on a long time. So I would not say it's tied into any kind of fraud. Or any kind of the fraud that we've heard about. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Steve, it is in Oklahoma City. Hi, Steve.
Howdy doody. Mr. Michaels, I am curious if you or some other of your listeners, I've been dying to know this for years, I just haven't looked it up. James Carville used to be married to a lady named Mary Madeline, and she had a show with she was the conservative, and the other lady she had, with whom she had a show, was the liberal. And I don't know what, do you remember that? And do you know what happened to them and what that other lady's name was?
Okay. If he was on that program, he was only
no,
on.
No, he wasn't on.
Yeah.
Only intermittently.
But now, Mary Madeline and James Carville, I thought they were still married. Are they divorced?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a clue, but.
Here's what I understood. Here's what I understood. Those two were both political consultants in the heart of the swamp. James Carville on the left. In fact, James Carville, Bill Clinton owes his entire political career to James Carville. James Carville got Bill Clinton elected. Okay. Mary Matlin, on the other hand, probably got George H. Bush elected. Those two met and somehow fell in love and got married. And yes, I remember her program. I thought it was on the early days of Fox News.
It's probably on the internet.
Yeah, and I don't remember who her co-host was. And she got that program because she became quite a media pundit. But then she went to work for Vice President the Vice President under George W. Bush.
Oh God, I'm old now.
Yeah. From Wyoming, the guy from Wyoming. Anyway, she went to work for him, and the show was over with after that. And I think she and Jim Carville decided to move back to his hometown of New Orleans, and they bought a big house in what's called the Garden District. And I think he's a professor emeritus at LSU Law. I think that's what's going on there. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, and the other
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner. New York City officials are getting ready for Pride Weekend.
Pride Weekend starts with a traditional painting of the Rainbow Crosswalk at Christopher Street and 7th Avenue South in the village. More than a million people are expected to take part in Sunday's Pride March that kicks off at 25th Street and 5th Avenue at noon with the theme For All of Us. Bowen Yang, Dominique Jackson, Peppermint, and Gays Against Guns among this year's Grand Marshals. In New York, I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears singer David Clayton Thomas is dead at age 84. Spinning
wheel, got to go round. According to his publicist, Clayton Thomas died at a Toronto hospital Wednesday night. No cause of death was given. He wrote Blood, Sweat, and Tears hit Spinning Wheel, which hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1969. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Oil-filled injury cases are some of the most serious injury cases we see because oil-filled work is dangerous work. Heavy equipment, pressure lines, drilling rigs, trucking explosions, and multiple companies all working on the same site. One of the biggest misconceptions is that if you're hurt in the oil field, it's just a worker's comp, and that's the end of it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. In oil-filled cases, there are often third-party companies on the site. Drilling companies, trucking companies, equipment companies, and contractors. And if one of those companies caused the injury, there may be a claim outside of the workers' compensation court. Those cases can involve explosions, equipment failures, falls, vehicle accidents, and serious life-changing injuries. Oil field cases are complicated and need to be investigated quickly to determine who is responsible and what really happened. If you or someone you know has been hurt in the oil field, call McIntyre Law at 777-7000.
You can find me at McIntyreLaw.com. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A Tulsa man faces a murder charge after a deadly stabbing at the Madison Park Apartments Thursday night. 21-year-old Jeffrey Paz was with three other people when an argument broke out inside an apartment. Investigators say he then attacked the group with a knife. One remains in critical condition and the other is expected to recover. He was arrested on complaints of first-degree murder and assault with a dangerous weapon. Four people have been arrested after Oklahoma City police seized about 30 pounds of meth during a drug investigation. Animal welfare officers also removed dozens of animals from the property, including dogs, cats, chickens, snakes, and a horse. Neighbors say they were shocked by the discovery and police haven't released the identities of those arrested. The investigation continues. The State Board of Education considering whether to revoke the teaching certificates of three former educators accused of abusing students. The cases involve former Collinsville teacher Michelle Francis, former Chickasha teacher Amber Johnson, and former Frontier Public Schools teacher Mike Arnold. Criminal charges have been filed in some of the cases, and the board's expected to review the allegations and determine whether disciplinary action is warranted. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Remember when Ryan Walters revoked the credentials of some bad teachers? Well, the State Board of Education is about to do the same thing. And nobody's saying anything about it. I didn't think you were supposed to do that. Lee Matthews with more on The Drive as it continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy and humid conditions with cloudy skies and the possibility of a thunderstorm this evening, transitioning to partly cloudy late. The low will be 74. Tomorrow will be windy and very warm with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate partly cloudy skies and continued windy conditions with a low of 74. As for Sunday, it will be partly sunny, windy, and very warm with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Run away, train ever coming
interrupt.
Don't you point your finger at me.
I will point my finger at you.
Don't you be a hypocrite then. Then you be as threatened. You should be as upset about the 450,000 kids
upset.
That were lost. You didn't say a word about it. For 4 years, you never said a word.
That's Mark Wayne Mullen once again taking on Rosa DeLauro, who is trying to corner him again about ICE. 405-608-4377. He wasn't going to take any of it. He wasn't going to take any of it. And he wasn't going to have her point her finger at him either. Witchy little finger that she has. It was like an E.T. finger coming at you. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Yes, I did find out James Carville and Mary Madeline are still married. Mary Madeline's television show was on the early days of CNBC, and it was called Equal Time. And former press secretary for Bill Clinton, Dee Dee Myers, was her first co-host. There were a couple after that. I remember it vaguely. I didn't watch a lot of CNBC back then. I don't think a lot of people did, which is probably why the show didn't last. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Andrew's in Ponca City. Thank you for hanging on, sir.
Absolutely.
So you have experience with these. I don't know if it's the Chickasaw EBT card or any EBT card.
I believe it's Chickasaw, and I just wanted to clarify. It actually works more like WIC, so luckily people won't be able to take advantage of it as much. So it offers you bread, some fruit, like a few loaves of bread, some fruit, 3 gallons of milk, and then some like yogurt and eggs. So luckily.
You can't go buy a beer with it. You can't go buy a bunch of chocolate with it. And I gather it's only temporary in the summer.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So that's the deal. That's another thing that keeps it from being fraudulent. You can't use it permanently. You can't bank them. And you only have a certain amount of time to use them, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to clarify that luckily – this keeps it to where, you know, people won't be able to take advantage of it as much as they can with EBT. So
now, why it's Chickasaw in particular and not all the tribes? But, I mean, I guess it started out because the Chickasaws needed it the most, and then they just went ahead and spread it to all the kids who are applying for relief in the summer anyway.
Right. Yeah. So, honestly... It does help, and it's good that they made it to where more people can't, you know, take advantage of it. But
sure.
I would say that it is a little confusing how it works. So I will say that.
Well, and it's, you know, unfortunate. I mean, I'm not trying to be a snob here. I've never had to go through that process. I've never had to apply for that process. Now,
right.
When I was in high school, several of my friends did. Several of my friends were of single parents. They didn't make a lot of money. What money they did make, you know, went to the, you know, they were very good with their money. But if they did not have the free lunch program or reduced lunch program, it would have been a lot more expensive for them.
Yes, I should also clarify that you didn't have to apply for this benefits program. It just came in the mail. We didn't even expect it to come. And it was just there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it might be because we were already part of
it. You were already on it. Yeah, you were already on it.
Yeah.
School's out. They want to make sure your kid can get all the nutrition they need.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's one, you know, that's why I lose patience with the communists that want to change our government. Don't you see how many benefits we already have for people who cannot or who people who need a little? That's why I get so out of patience with people who say, you know, our government needs to do more to make it easier on people who can't, who are having hard times. We do. You have to reach out for it. You have to ask for it. But there are plenty of resources out there. If you have fallen upon hard times. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. I see new court records have raised fresh questions about Governor Stitt's role in an early release of a convicted drunk driver, Sarah Paulson, who served just 73 days of an 8-year prison sentence after a February 2023 crash that left a 19-year-old Michaela Borrego in a coma for 2 months. Documents released today show that Stitt made more than a dozen phone calls to Polston's husband, Rod Polston, just hours before she was released from prison. A new grand jury report also details more than a dozen calls between Stitt and Rod Polson around the time she entered the custody and in the days before the early release. Now, here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make this look like Rod Polson, because he was a friend of the governor, got a special deal from the governor or special help from the governor. And maybe he did. But it is the prerogative of every executive of every state to either commute or suspend or pardon certain sentences, which mostly they do when they're in the latter days of their final term. So, like it or not, there it is. Stitt probably would not have done this if he had been running for re-election. So it is a governor's prerogative to do a certain amount of that. I'm not getting too cranked up about it. It's unfortunate. I want everybody who is convicted of doing something wrong to serve their time. But, you know, if you at a certain point, you know, it's supposed to be a rehabilitation process. And certain, you know, you gotta, at some point you have to say, okay, is this person rehabilitated? Has this person learned from this experience? I imagine 73 days in jail. This person learned. Better dry up and fly right. 405-608-4377. Almost killed a young person. If that wasn't enough to wake you up. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. It's Ray. Here's your trivia for Friday. Are you ready?
Well, first, Ray, you have to tell me where you are.
Oh, I'm in Moore.
All right. Good to hear from you, Ray.
I'm going to OKC.
Okay.
Hey.
Ray, you got upwards of 60,000 to 120,000 people listening at one time or another. They don't remember you, so you have to reintroduce yourself. It's not Lee Matthews. It's not Lee Matthews being a jerk, okay? It's Lee Matthews making sure that my friends who call me are also their friends. Okay, what you got for me, big fella?
Here's your trivia. Dee Dee Myers grew up in Oxnard, California, and was a NBC news broadcaster before she ever worked with the government.
I do remember that. I also remember she wasn't very good at her job as press secretary.
No, she wasn't. But
no.
She was a great news broadcaster. And
right, because everything was written out for her. All she had to do was read it on screen. Yes.
but I remembered that because I grew up in Ventura, which is right next door.
Did you drive when you were in when you lived in Ventura, California, did you ever walk down the Ventura Highway?
Yes.
And when you walked down the Ventura Highway, did you ever see alligator lizards in the air?
Well, yeah. I create them.
So here's my question. When walking down Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer and the nights are hotter than moonshine, and you see alligator lizards in the air, what are you smoking?
I'm not. Do you know what an alligator lizard is?
An alligator lizard? I saw plenty of them in Louisiana.
but you're going to see a lot of them on the road right now.
Okay.
It's the recaps off the tires.
Oh!
Never knew that, did you?
Is that what they call it in California?
Yeah. Well, that's everywhere.
Yeah.
And right now, Oklahoma's having an awful lot of alligator lizards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can actually jump up off of the ground when you run them.
Oh, I know.
And bite the airlines on trailers.
Yes. Yes.
And it rips the airlines off, and the trailer comes to a screeching halt.
Now, it's kind of funny. A lot of times you can see, all right, you see some rubber off to the side of the road, and then 100 yards later you see some more rubber off to the side of the road, and then you start seeing a black skid mark, and you see that black skid mark slowly but surely work its way over to the shoulder, and then there's the alligator lizard laying there, and you knew somebody had a bad day.
Oh, hey, I've already had three of them this year.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
So,
and then you got to sit there and wait for a repair truck, don't you? And that could take 3 hours.
Three? I've waited up to 8 hours. Ah! Entire repair guy.
Oh man.
And you only have 11 hours to do your job.
I know. And that doesn't count as rest time, does it?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you got to have a sleeper to do that.
Yeah, all right.
Lee, I just wanted to wish you a happy Friday. I always enjoy listening to you and your listeners.
I always enjoy the stuff you bring to the program, Ray and more. All right.
Have a good day.
You too. All right. If you didn't know what I was referring to with all that Ventura Highway nonsense, it's a song from the early 70s by America. All right. Ventura Highway in the sunshine.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
405.
How fun.
608-4377. 405-608-4377. What do you think of the implication? I'm not going to say that it's an actual done deal, but it's an implication that Governor Stitt was doing one of his friends a favor by getting the guy's wife out of prison early on an 8-year prison sentence. She only served 73 days. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Liberty Lee, it's Howard in Watonga.
Hello, Howard. Good to hear from you, sir.
Actually, I think I missed that whole criminal incarceration thing you've been talking about.
Okay.
I just hopped on. But, hey, I mean, pretty good week for the Supreme Court stuff going on, and hopefully we'll have a good Monday on the Supreme Court stuff as well. And, by the way, gasoline has come way down, and I noticed it was $2.99 in Norman today.
Wow. Wow. See, I filled up last week, and the Matthews Mobile hasn't needed it since. I thought about it yesterday, and then I just said, nah, go on home.
You know what gets me? So I work for a pharma company, and, I'm not going to name any names, but a lot of them are a bunch of liberals, and they were celebrating the fact that, you know, oil was at $130, $140, $150 a barrel. You know, anything, I just don't understand this mindset. I mean, when didn't like the guy. I thought he was a creep. But I didn't wish him, I didn't wish the guy dead, or I didn't wish the guy, you know, harm.
Or worse, you didn't wish the country bad. You didn't wish the country ill.
I mean, I have never seen anything like this type of hatred
for this country
from a political point of view. I mean, even the Kennedy Democrats weren't. I mean, the Kennedy Democrats were conservative compared to what we're seeing today. I mean, and now I guess the Democrat Party is kind of eating itself and tearing itself apart with these radicalized Marxists now. So, I mean, that's highly problematic. I hope that doesn't spread across the nation.
I don't think it will. I think that's one of the things the Democrats are really, really scared of. And they don't like the image that it is giving their party, which is why people like James Carville are saying we need a schism, which I think is the worst thing that could happen. I think what is more apt to happen is slowly but surely most of the dyed-in-the-wool Democrats are going to change their affiliation to Libertarian, and the Democrat Party will slowly die because it will lose membership.
They're cowards. They're cowards. They won't stand up. And by the way, there's plenty of rhino cowards too. So
I agree.
Like the Thunes of the world that won't, you know, we won't get a backbone and go find five votes to get the America Save America Act passed. So I mean, we got to have an ID for everything, you know. But the Democrats, they used everything in their playbook for years to garner supermajorities in the state of California and New York and, you know, just complete unbalanced power. I mean, the conservatives didn't even have a voice in California for years.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're starting to claw back a little bit and trying to say, although I think that Los Angeles primary was, I think it stinks to high heaven because there's a lot of voter fraud in California and everybody knows it. And do everything in their power, you know, they're doing everything in their power to try to protect
that fraudulent system. And to me,
it's fraud if you were to apply Oklahoma voter law to it. But in California, there's no law against ballot harvesting. There's no law against waiting.
They take weeks.
I agree, but there's no law against it. There needs to be a law against it for it to be fraudulent. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, that's ridiculous. I remember we were growing up in the 70s and 80s. I mean, you know, election night was election night, and they knew the results that night.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that was with the old mechanical machines. I don't know if you remember those old mechanical voting machines.
I remember, when I was a little kid. I remember the mechanical machines when
Mom and Dad would go behind a curtain. You're like, why are you going behind a curtain? I don't understand. Can I go behind the curtain with you? No. Why?
Remember when Reagan won?
No, because you can't go in the voting booth with me. Why? Because why, Mom? Because you'll sit there and make noise and everybody will know who I'm voting for. And that's what the curtain's for, so nobody sees who you're voting for.
Bring back the analog tabulators, man. You bring them back. They were way more accurate. And the thing is with, you know, with the digital, hey, look, I'm an IT guy. I get it. There's a lot of fraud and, you know, that you have. I mean, who would have thought, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm very proud of being a part of information technology for 33 years and bringing us into the information age. However, now it's a two-edged sword. Now we've got so many hacker threats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I worked in California for one of the counties, you know, the voting systems were not to have a public, were not to be public facing. They were all supposed to be on private networks, so they couldn't be hacked.
Yeah.
And and now, you know, the Dominion machines, oh yeah, they had an internet connection. Oh yeah, there's no shenanigans there. Are you kidding me? I don't want to get into the election that, you know, everybody doesn't lie to talk about, but that's just, it's not right. And we just fair is fair. He's just trying to make fair elections. That's it. I mean, hey, show an ID. That way we know we know who you are, that you say you are with your ID. I mean, everybody's got to have an ID for everything. And I just can't believe that. Can't they just get rid of Thune? Can't they just vote that guy out?
Well, they can vote him out as the leader of the Senate, or as the majority leader of the Senate.
I mean, they need to get rid of that guy immediately.
But only the people of his state can actually fire him from the actual job himself.
No. I'm talking about he's kind of controlling things in the Senate.
He is.
Like, get rid of him and put a MAGA guy in there that's got some sensibilities, and then we'll try to, you know. Because they're trying to stall this agenda constantly, and you know, and Trump, you know how he is. He's, you know, hey, he's going to use leverage no matter what. That's the way he operates. You know, he's not going to sign the housing bill unless they do something with the Save America Act. So, I mean, he's doing everything that he can, but this machine, you know, like you said, we can beat him at the ballot box, but if we can't fix the elections, I think we're going to be in big trouble.
It'll have to come to something at some point, and that's where Save America Act would come in, at least for the federal elections. I don't know that anybody cares if the state elections in California are crooked or the gubernatorial elections in California are crooked. That's up to the people of California, but definitely the federal elections need to be fixed, and we're going to have to wait and see how that all comes down. Howard, I got to go. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Remember four on the floor? Remember how your head spun when overdrive came back? And then they went to a 5-speed with overdrive. And I think the Matthews Mobile now has 11 gears, something like that. Yeah, cars have certainly changed over the years, but the group that has really kept up with it is the Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno on the Auto Alley, and El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66 and the roundabout. And they are getting fired up for the big Route 66 anniversary, as well as you should. And they are here to take care of you if you're driving Route 66 or if you're just driving anywhere. In fact, they've never stopped looking under the hood. They still love doing it the old school way, even though looking under the hood is almost virtual these days. But if you have a check engine light, a low tire pressure light, your battery's weak, your air conditioning's not doing what it'll do or should do, well, that's where Frontier Auto Group comes in. They'll look in and check in on no matter what your vehicle maker model is, absolutely free. It's what they've always done at no charge. They also do it during the regularly scheduled visit. So call the Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
Lady, I ain't in the same party as you. I'm sorry. I'm just not. And I actually do think it's time for Democrats to talk the S word, schism. I don't want to be in a political party that denies the right of the state of Israel to exist. That's just not, I just can't do that. I
never thought I would hear James Carville with that kind of criticism of his own party. When the godfather of the Democrat Party is that critical of his own party? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. And I follow James Carville because his logic is usually fairly sound. I disagree with him politically. That's where the agreement stops, is at his politics and what he thinks is politically good for America and what I think is politically good for America. But as far as politics and how to get the job done, he's usually on the money. For instance, what's step one to gaining political power? Win elections. Now, the next thing is what are you willing to do to win that elections? James Carville is willing to do a lot to win an election that I'm not willing to do. We'll talk more about this coming up on Freedom 96.9. John Bolton pleaded guilty. What does that mean? All on the drive.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Tulsa police investigating what appears to be a murder-suicide. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Trump administration has announced a $150 million humanitarian aid package for Venezuela following two powerful earthquakes that officials say killed at least 235 people. The U.S. is also deploying Navy ships, search and rescue teams, and other emergency resources to support relief efforts as recovery operations continue. Authorities say an Ohio teenager accused of helping plot an attack targeting the White House UFC event had amassed firearms, ammunition, body armor, and tactical equipment. Investigators say the alleged plan was disrupted after the suspect's mother contacted law enforcement. The case remains under investigation. A former California State Park superintendent is facing felony charges.
Kevin Pearsall is accused of hiding a camera inside the men's employee locker room at the Bolsa Chica State Beach lifeguard headquarters. Authorities say the Long Beach resident recorded nude videos at nearly two dozen men between August of 2024 and July of 2025. He's also accused of sharing the images with two other men. Authorities say a sworn California State Parks officer found a USB stick in the locker room. The hidden camera was inside the USB stick. Pearsall has worked for California State Parks since 1994 and was superintendent from 2023 to July of 2025. He'll be arraigned in August. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The California billionaire tax will appear on the state ballot this November.
The proposal would levy a 5% tax on the assets of all billionaires living in California. Democratic Governor Newsom has been a vocal critic of the measure and claims it will degrade California's tax base because of billionaires leaving the state. Backers of the measure say it will raise $100 billion to compensate for health care cuts caused by a Republican spending bill signed last year by President Trump. On Thursday, the two sides failed to reach a compromise ahead of the deadline, so now the billionaire tax will go before voters in November. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
The death toll.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A 77-year-old Oklahoma man has died following a boating accident on Fort Gibson Lake. Marshall White reportedly fell from the bow of the boat as it was pulling into a slip at Paradise Cove Marina. White didn't resurface after entering the water, and his body was recovered the next day. The incident remains under investigation. Police in Tulsa investigating what appears to be a murder-suicide situation at a home in South Tulsa. Officers conducting a welfare check found 39-year-old Christina Schweighofer dead inside the residence. Investigators also found 35-year-old Kyler Young dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Detectives don't believe anyone else was involved, and the investigation continues. Residents gathered at a Logan County Rural Water District meeting Thursday to discuss concerns about a proposed data center development near Crescent. Community members questioned how the project could affect local water resources, with representatives from Beltline, a company connected to the proposal, canceling plans to attend just before the meeting. Water district officials stressed they wouldn't approve any project that jeopardizes service for current customers. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Three guns in one today on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. And it's part of the drive, which continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy and humid conditions with cloudy skies and the possibility of a thunderstorm this evening, transitioning to partly cloudy late. The low will be 74. Tomorrow will be windy and very warm with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate partly cloudy skies and continued windy conditions with a low of 74. As for Sunday, it will be partly sunny, windy, and very warm with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Concert in the Park, Rodeo, Liberty Sprint, Car Show, Liberty Fest Parade hosted by Freedom 96.9, and the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So a grand jury is looking into the governor's role in a DUI case. A lot of suspicion is being cast upon the governor for allowing someone who was supposed to serve, was it 8 years in prison? An 8 year sentence. They only served 73 days of that sentence. And, the implication is that it was a friend of Governor Kevin Stitt, or the wife of a friend of Governor Kevin Stitt, and that he stepped in and, got her sentence reduced. And, they're trying to see if there's anything criminal done about it. I don't know that that can happen because, like it or not, a governor can commute or pardon certain criminals. He can commute a sentence that's already, okay, commuting it meaning, okay, she served 73 days of the 8 month sentence. It can be done. It's the prerogative of a governor. I don't know that there's anything criminal about it. I'll keep you posted, though. On Freedom 96.9. I will tell you, I don't think the governor would have done this had he been running for re-election. Remember when Ryan Walters revoked the credentials of some of the bad teachers? Well, the State Board of Education was looking into revoking some teachers' credentials. I'll get into that. And the other surprise today is former National Security Advisor John Bolton pleaded guilty today to one count of retention of classified documents. What? The guilty plea is part of a deal struck by John Bolton, who served a stint as the National Security Advisor during President Trump's first term. As you recall, he later came to odds with the president on several issues, to the point where the president fired him. John Bolton at that time was already evidently leaking certain documents on his personal email. That is the crime. In October 2025, Bolton was indicted by a federal grand jury on 18 counts of transmitting national defense information and unlawfully retaining classified documents. The plea deal, whose draft came to light in early June of last year, was approved by the U.S. District Judge Theodore Chuang at a change of plea hearing in a Maryland federal court. Bolton's set to be sentenced on October 28th. Bolton, who served under Trump during his first administration, had been a vocal supporter of the president and then, in the beginning, and then reportedly considered was considered for the Secretary of State. But when Bolton wasn't chosen, things kind of changed. He ended up leaving the position under a year. And after clashes with Trump during his service led to the falling out. The foreign policy hawk often found himself in conflict with Trump's goals, leading to severe disagreements, including Bolton reportedly attempting to derail a Camp David meeting. Now, that's a no-no. Prosecutors claim that John Bolton had a diary-like handwriting. He had diary-like handwritten notes. And the indictment accused him of sharing top-secret material with two unauthorized individuals. The cyber actor was also said to have connections with the Islamic Republic of Iran and was able to hack Bolton's email, secure access to sensitive information, and that all according to court documents. So, he's reached a plea deal. Basically, is throwing himself at the mercy of the court. I'm kind of glad that some of the detractors and some of those that went after Trump are getting their just desserts. On Freedom 96.9, what do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On the way, Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. I saw it in the news today. Another lawsuit being filed against State Farm for hail damage, or at least them not covering hail damage on certain homes. The insurance companies are getting more and more flaky. And that's why when you do have damage to your home, you need to make sure that you have a thorough inspection by somebody who will show the insurance company why a fortification is necessary. You see, the insurance company would much rather you put materials on your home that might cost a little bit more now, but will save them thousands later because they won't have to put more shingles on an entire roof from another hailstorm. And McRoof is the roofer to do that. My good friend Scott McCullum is really building back better rather than repeating the past failures. So have this number handy, 405-877-7663. It happened this morning. Storm blew up out of nowhere. Later tonight, we're supposed to get some more severe stuff. Be ready when the insurance company starts its nonsense. 405-877-7663, the number to McRoof. Powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma. One roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with range rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
The way you work it.
Freedom 96.9, accurate forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low 71. Sunny, hot tomorrow, 91 the high. Tomorrow night, 74 the low, into Sunday, sunny, high 93. Monday, sunny, high 94. 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the grand jury looking into the governor's role in a DUI case? John Bolton has pled guilty to mishandling sensitive documents and allowing them to fall into the wrong hands. Your thoughts on that? 405-608-4377. And although Norman is a little late, they are finally joining the club. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and the drive. Patrick writes, Lee, instead of the usual tax and spend by politicians, how about the Oklahoma County Commission look at all the expenditures they deal with and place the new county jail as a highest priority, pushing other things down the list until they get this jail built? The more they delay, the more it's going to cost. Perhaps they don't understand inflation through time or time value of money. Don't think us Oklahoma County citizens want or need any more taxes placed upon us. In fact, tax reductions across our state would be the best course of action. First, prioritize the county expenditures and revisit obligations. Then explain how that will help get a new jail and how it could be funded without a tax increase. Where is some federal help like the socialist Democrat-led states and how they get billions only to see that money disappear? The Oklahoma County Commission needs to start pushing on Bice and Lankford for federal funding help. A proposed tax increase will most likely be met with serious opposition by a majority of the U.S. county residents, of us county residents. Okay. Patrick. Okay. Perhaps if Bice and Lankford propose the county jail as an ICE detention facility combination jail, we might get federally funded for this new and much needed county jail. Anyway, proposing more taxes on Oklahoma County citizens is not going to be well received by us. All right, Patrick, you may have heard that they didn't even get to a vote with it. They didn't even get a second on the motion. Okay. And the reason they didn't get a second on the motion was the proposed sales tax was for 0.625 cents. And the county commission has already decided they don't need any more than 0.5 cents. So they think they can push the 0.5 cents a little later on in the year. I don't know how successful they'll be. I agree with you. I don't think anybody is going to vote for more taxes. Unless maybe they're thinking that the people in Oklahoma City proper, who seem to have no problem voting for more sales taxes here and more sales taxes there for MAP projects. Should this have been included in one of the MAP projects? Probably. But then that would have been a harder sell for more sales tax. Oh, and the MAP projects are for only Oklahoma metropolitan area anyway, not the county. So there you are. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, this is Rowdy. I'm leaving Shawnee. I've been out paying my restitution today.
There you go, sir. Good to hear from you.
And I was listening earlier today about the guy who was talking about the free lunches.
Yeah.
Okay, having worked for the tribe, too, and plus they say it's paid for by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually, I'm paying for a lot of it.
I imagine so.
But the Native Americans, they get so many grants, and the thing is to spend those grants. And so that right there is, and in the same way, they give them, you know, I don't remember a long time ago, they had the old food, the old cheese and the peanut butter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, now they go over, they can pick up food. And when I worked there, they used to tell me, go get you some food over there. And we're talking turkey or chicken, hamburger, you know, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, that is, and he said something about being the, with school lunches.
Yeah.
Well, I worked at Tinker and General Motors at the same time, and I still was able to get my kids on school lunches because they want them programs. They want so much money taken out of them programs that they will pretty much pass you through just to get you on there. And one time, General Motors, they always laid us off every year. Yes, I wasn't going fast enough for that police officer there. He went past me. I guess I was laid off for a little while, and I went down and I drove a brand new truck down there, parked in front of the big window at the thing. And what I was trying to do is get my electric bill postponed so they don't cut my electric off, you know, because I was waiting for a check to come in. And I'm raising three kids on my own. And they looked at me and they said, you want food stamps? You know, to me, food stamps was a negative thing. I said, no, now they got cards. You can't even tell. You know, they don't pay taxes. They got EDP cards and stuff like that. But I said, I'm going to go back to work here in a few months. And they said, we'll give you food stamps, and plus we'll pay your electric bill. And it'll be like, you know, between $300 to $700 a month. And then the next month I went back to work, and I called them up. And I said, I don't need this anymore. I said, well, just stay on the food stamps for a while.
Yeah.
Because
I've heard that story before. I've heard that story before. And quite honestly, they I've had people who – okay, I need to go on SNAP benefits because I've got a catastrophic illness and I can't work and I've got to go, you know, have cancer treatment. So, and then they get better and they call the SNAP place back. Look, I'm better. I'm back at work. Everything's fine. They'll tell them, wait, let's wait and see what happens. Okay. You don't have to use the SNAP benefit just because we're sending it to you. But okay. Yeah.
And years ago, you probably remember they used to pass out literally food stamps. And
yes.
You'd tear them off like dollar bills.
I do remember that.
Sell them for half that. Well, they'd go in there. You couldn't buy cigarettes. You couldn't buy alcohol. You couldn't buy dog food. Stuff like that. So they'd go in there and take a dollar food stamp. They'd buy a piece of gum. The guy gave them change back, and they did that so many times till they got his money to buy their cigarettes or their alcohol or stuff like that. And I guess now with the new administration, they're kind of telling them, you know, you can't have the junk food. Because I've known people that go up there.
No, but you know what people do. People go in there with two carts. All right, we're going to fill this cart with the stuff we know we can use the SNAP benefit for. And then we're going to fill up this cart with all the other crap and pay cash.
And I used to sit there and watch them when it come out. Because I go and shop. Like, tomorrow's my shop day. I go to the dollar store. I get $25. I get $5 off. Or if I do $30, get $10 off. That's, I save up and do that because I have to, because, you know, you can't hardly get any groceries otherwise. Mm-hmm. Well, I see people come up there, and they'll be pushing out 2-3 carts and five gallons of milk in there and hamburger and all that stuff. And I go, and you can tell they're getting paid. There's a government card that's paying for that. And I've asked them, how do you go through 5 gallons of milk? Oh, we feed it to our dogs.
Yeah.
And I go, really?
Yeah.
You know, and so you have to kind of turn a blind eye to that stuff.
You do.
If you don't, you're going to be so mad because you're out there. You know, when I worked at General Motors, they took out they double taxed me on FICA. They taxed me one time on the earnings, and then they taxed me again on benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So I was paying 2 FICAs out of my GM check, and then I worked at Tinker, and I maxed out Social Security a lot of times. I'm thinking now about going back to work, but if I go back to work now, if for every after $26,000, I think for every dollar I make, then they take $1 away from it.
Yeah.
And I file my taxes, and I'm struggling to get my tax money back. And I know people who do not pay taxes get things called earned income or whatever it is, $10,000 back because they have so many children and stuff. And so you pretty much have to, you know, I'm all for helping people get a hand up. But I'm not for handout.
No, but the point I made earlier was that, you know, if you this is why the communists have no case. This is why the socialists have no case. This is why the uber liberal Democrats do not have a case when they say capitalism doesn't work, because there are plenty of social programs that are out there and that are available and that are manipulatable for you. And capitalism is still doing well. Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Ah, summertime, watermelon, fireworks, the 4th of July, corn on the cob. Oh, and you better make sure you're signed up for Medicare. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're already getting phone calls and emails and texts. And if it's confusing you, no need to be confused. I'm here to make life a lot easier on you. It's Lee Matthews for the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Here's their number, 405-848-5790. They do it the old-fashioned way. Talk to you on the phone, talk to you in person, and then sign you up with the plan that works for you. They've been doing it for over 30 years. Eunice Corey has the heart of a teacher and a mother. And she's passed that on to her son, Patrick, who also works with her, and the rest of the people that work in the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. Forget the other phone calls you're getting and texts and emails. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work, wellheads, close to home.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Talks Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They may try to creep into the technology. Now, I was told that's like treason and you shouldn't be allowed on the ballot if you were going to question the legitimacy of an election. But that's the point. The Democrats are constantly accusing you of what they're doing. Think of how much time they spend calling Republicans Nazis, and now they're telling you to vote for the guy Graham Plattner who has the Nazi tattoo on his chest.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy skies tonight, 71 the low. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 91. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Into Sunday, sunny and a high of 93. Monday, sunny and a high of 94. It's 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio with Lee Matthews. Yeah, I was looking at my calendar. I'm like, wow, okay, with the holiday weekend coming up, this is the last weekend I've got to kind of get everything ready to go. So that's what I'm going to be doing all weekend, probably prepping stuff that I'm going to be, you know, food that I'm going to be preparing for, because I've got family coming to town for the 4th of July. They all want to come to the big parade, and they love the big Liberty Fest parade, and I'm going to be hosting the parade, so that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, I got to get all my grocery shopping done this week and all my food prep done this weekend. And what about you? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Benny in Oklahoma City. Hi.
Hi there. Sound like you're going to be busy in this.
I am, yes.
Hey, I did some figuring on this proposed half-cent permanent tax increase for the county funding operations, you know, the whole ball of wax dedicated solely to that.
To the jail.
And, okay, it's being fussed and whined. And the Chamber of Commerce and the county commissioners need to pull their collective heads out of the collective behinds. Because it amounts to a 5 cent per $10 spent increase in the sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
Five cents. A cup of coffee costs you 20 times that at a minimum.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my point is...
And look at all the coffee shops on every corner selling, what, $6, $8, and $10 cups of coffee.
Yeah, I don't do that. But
I don't either.
And guess what? All this is this morning... The college tuition for a bunch of the state colleges are going up anywhere from plus almost 4% based on what I heard in the news reports this morning. So would you rather have a nickel for every $10 you spend coming off the top or part of the total bill? Or would you rather have bond indebtedness that we have to pay back and interest on the borrowed money? Which is the more advantageous?
Well, I'm not a debt kind of guy.
A borrower, slave to the lender. That is biblical.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point.
Yeah. I mean, any way we can stay out of debt is a good thing for me. But, you know, if you live in Oklahoma County and live in the city of Oklahoma City, you know, you're going to be spending more on sales taxes and seeing less of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is there is no way that jail cost increases 100 times more than everything else has gone up. Something's hinky about that, that estimated cost, in my opinion. I think it needs to go back to the drawing board and use design firms that have built prisons. Heck, our assisted living facilities and our nursing homes have the same central hub and spoke wings for different needs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not rocket science. It's just a matter of proper planning instead of the ready, fire, aim approach that seems to be.
Well, I mean, that's what got us the jail we've got now. It was a ready, fire, aim approach.
Yep. And yeah. Why repeat ourselves?
Yeah.
Know? When
I was.
That's my grouse and point I wanted to make. Today.
When I was working over there, that was their entire philosophy, ready, fire, aim. Oh, it doesn't matter if we make the wrong decision because we'll just make another decision to cover up that decision. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on the drive. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The city of Norman finally is joining the club. I'll get into what that's all about on the drive with Lee Matthews.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week.
The Labor Department says it received 215,000 claims in the week ending June the 20th. That marks a decrease of 12,000 from the prior week's revised total. Most analysts had been expecting Thursday's number to come in around 223,000. I'm Mark Mayfield.
An immigration attorney is warning that the Supreme Court's decision allowing the Trump administration to end temporary protected status for some Haitian and Syrian migrants could have serious consequences for health care and other industries that rely on those workers. The White House says the ruling restores the original purpose of TPS as a temporary program and supports enforcement of immigration law. Authorities say an alleged plot targeting a White House event was disrupted after a suspect's mother alerted police. The investigation continues. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Oil-filled injury cases are some of the most serious injury cases we see because oil-filled work is dangerous work. Heavy equipment, pressure lines, drilling rigs, trucking explosions, and multiple companies all working on the same site. One of the biggest misconceptions is that if you're hurt in the oil field, it's just a worker's comp. And that's the end of it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. In oil-filled cases, there are often third-party companies on the site. Drilling companies, trucking companies, equipment companies, and contractors. And if one of those companies caused the injury, there may be a claim outside of the workers' compensation court. Those cases can involve explosions, equipment failures, falls, vehicle accidents, and serious life-changing injuries. Oil field cases are complicated and need to be investigated quickly to determine who is responsible and what really happened. If you or someone you know has been hurt in the oil field, call McIntyre Law at 777-7000.
You can find me at McIntyreLaw.com. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A 77-year-old Oklahoma man has died following a boating accident on Fort Gibson Lake. Marshall White reportedly fell from the bow of the boat as it was pulling into a slip at Paradise Cove Marina. White didn't resurface after entering the water, and his body was recovered the next day. The incident remains under investigation. Police in Tulsa investigating what appears to be a murder-suicide situation at a home in South Tulsa. Officers conducting a welfare check found 39-year-old Christina Schweighofer dead inside the residence. Investigators also found 35-year-old Kyler Young dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Detectives don't believe anyone else was involved, and the investigation continues. Residents gathered at a Logan County Rural Water District meeting Thursday to discuss concerns about a proposed data center development near Crescent. Community members questioned how the project could affect local water resources, with representatives from Beltline, a company connected to the proposal, canceling plans to attend just before the meeting. Water District officials stressed they wouldn't approve any project that jeopardizes service for current customers. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com, that's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E-Bakery.com.
Norman has finally joined the game when it comes to moratoriums on data centers. Lee Matthews and The Drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy and humid conditions with cloudy skies and the possibility of a thunderstorm this evening, transitioning to partly cloudy late. The low will be 74. Tomorrow will be windy and very warm with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate partly cloudy skies and continued windy conditions with a low of 74. As for Sunday, it will be partly sunny, windy, and very warm with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Waving the Palestinian flag outside and hollering at us in Spanish. By the way, the vice president can't understand what you're protesting about if you don't speak the language of everybody else here. So if you want...
J.D. Vance telling the hecklers, you know, if you're going to heckle me, at least do it in a language I can understand. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive on a Firearms Friday. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And my good friend and coach, David the Marine.
Let me see your war face. You got a war face? Ah!
We've been talking about how versatile the 22 is, because you can shoot the 22 short. You can also shoot the 22 long, especially if you have a pistol that accommodates both. But what about 22 Magnum?
You need a revolver to shoot all three in the same gun. And a 22 revolver is a good way to introduce your somebody to shooting. A single action revolver has a cocking hammer for every shot. It slows down everything, so you can pay attention to each element of the firing process. And if you want to stretch out a box of 50 rounds, a single action revolver is a good way to do that. And like I said, the versatility of shooting a short, long rifle, or even the 22 Magnum, you can do that with a 22 revolver.
And the 22 revolver we review for this very project has a changeable cylinder so that you can shoot the 22 Magnum.
The 22 Magnum is longer and fatter than the 22 long rifle, introduced in 1957 or 8. Intended originally as a rifle cartridge, it was adopted to revolvers because of that versatility of that little extra punch of a 22 mm-hmm. from a handgun. It's just a thing.
Have a look at the video blog. It's available at freedom969.com, also on my Facebook page and my X profile, the 3-in-1 pistol. David, what about your tactical tip of the week?
If you get in a shooting and you have to shoot some at somebody or shoot somebody, they come to take your statement. Do not say, "I was in fear of my life," because they have done what the press has done in those cases. They turn it around to, "You shot because you were scared." And that is a totally different dynamic. So you don't want to give them any ammo to use against you. I suggest, you know, "That man tried to kill me. I defended myself," not "I was in fear of my life," because that can be misconstrued and twisted to mean something that you never meant. That's your tactical tip of the week.
And it also illustrates the importance of taking classes, because you kind of go over these types of things when you have a class in shooting.
Yeah, because a lot of people just, they have no clue. They watch TV, and they really have no clue. They think they know, but they don't. But we cover that stuff in the classes or private lesson. You can find out more at OKCFirearmTraining.com, OKC Firearms Training on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
Mike Russ, General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports. This 4th of July, why don't you make your own noise instead of going down and buying fireworks at H&H Shooting Sports?
Absolutely. Hey, that's a great plan. We've got plenty of noisemakers here.
Well, and if you've got skills and need to hone those skills, this is the perfect place to come and check out those skills and hone them, especially as iffy as the weather has been.
Oh, yeah. We're inside. We've got 36 lanes, you know, so you can practice your handgun, practice your rifle, and just have a good time.
Can't decide. You got plenty on the rental counter to choose from.
Gosh, I've got over 100 guns to rent, Lee, and you can try before you buy. That's what we like about that.
Huge selection, too. I'd say your selection of firearms, not just on the rental counter, but in general, can't be beat anywhere.
You know, we try to have the most guns on display that we can, and, you know, we feel like we are at the top tier as far as how many we have.
And how many awards has the 4U Cafe won in terms of its burgers?
I lost count, Lee. It's
yeah.
a bunch. But, yeah, we've got great burgers. Those onion rings are massive and delicious. And, of course, all the trimmings.
Try it all out at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Who brings you Firearms Friday on Freedom 96.9.
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. Oklahoma's talk radio.
Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
Why is a grand jury looking into the governor's role in a DUI case? Remember Ryan Walters revoking credentials from some bad teachers? The State Board of Education is about to do the same thing. And Norman has finally joined the game when it comes to moratoriums on data centers. All coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Used to be the man drove the car, and now it's getting more and more like the car drives the man. Drives you crazy. I don't know about you. I get so tired of getting little memos from my car, and because I have an app, it sends me app. Hey, you know, it's almost time for an oil change. Hey, you know, it's almost, yeah, we got a check engine going on here. I'm not sure what's going on here, but you need to bring it into the dealership. Sometimes I think they do that on purpose, but no, not the Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, they still do things the old-fashioned way in El Reno, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355. If you're getting that check engine notice, low tire pressure notice, weak battery notice, your air conditioning isn't as cold as you would like it to be, they will have a look at it and do so at no charge at the Frontier Auto Group. They check all of this during their regularly scheduled visit anyway, but it's just something they've always figured they should do, as the Frontier Auto Group has been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and that's how they've done it. That's how they've established these friendships and relationships. They are there for you to trust. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000, or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low 71. Speaking of which, sunny tomorrow and hot, 91 for the high. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Into Sunday, sunny and a high of 93. Monday, sunny and a high of 94. It's 92 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. John in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your time.
Sure.
It drives me freaking baloney nuts. You know, barbecue baloney burnt to a crisp. Whenever these guys are thinking, why? Okay, I'll make it simple. We got to have this ID to vote. You got to have identification to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have 2 forms of identification to get a job. It's been like that for years. You don't want to disenfranchise people, but it's just driving me nuts, you know?
The fact that we don't have to do this nationwide, you mean?
Yeah, you should have to have an identification to vote, okay, right? Yeah,
and we do in Oklahoma. You know that.
I didn't really actually realize that. I mean, from state, it just seems like they should, you know, he's trying to plug the holes in the sinking ship.
Yeah.
But it's a loophole that they're getting away with, just like, you know, you were talking about, you know, with getting a job, you have to have the Social Security card.
Mm-hmm.
They got away with it by just giving the boss or the employer the number. The employer never let them show them the card. That's how they got the loophole through. And they got the job by just giving the employer. That's how they did it.
Well, or they've been given a fraudulent number by a coyote, and they can do that, yeah.
Well, right. The number doesn't mean anything without the card.
I agree.
You can't get the card without having a legitimate number, without having a legitimate Social Security number. They don't get the card. They never get the card. That's the loophole. You see, you're saying, you know, you're missing that point. They just give them the number, and the employer never makes them show them the card. That's how they're getting away with it. Well, yeah, he has a Social Security number. They write it down. The government never checks. The employer doesn't have to reveal that number to the government, let's say. He files them or a 1099 or something, and then he gives them a paper or sends it or says he does. That's the loophole. They're giving people jobs. Anyway, back to the vote, like the vote.
Yeah.
You should have an identification card. You should have a Social Security card. I suffered because I didn't have a driver's license or an ID because I didn't have, you know, a birth certificate. I had to get my birth certificate because I was young. I was away from home. My mom didn't, you know, I had to get a birth certificate. Anyway, I had to go through the steps. There's people that'll help you to do all that. Everything, you know. It's really cheap to get a birth certificate. It's not that hard to do. Then you get an ID. Then you get, you know, you get a Social Security card. You got to go through those steps.
Yeah.
You know, and it shouldn't be, it's not that hard. You just have to do it. It's not that expensive. It's free to get a Social Security card, but that's the loophole they've been getting away with. Not making the employer or the employee show them the card. They don't care. They don't even just want the guy. You know, I had to give them a Social Security number, and then I had to show them the card if I didn't have the card. They don't make illegals do that.
No, and they pay them cash, so they don't have to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they 1099 them out or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should have to show ID to get to vote. That's the loophole there. And the loophole with being an employer, shame on them for not making them show them the card. That's the loophole. And the loophole with voting is not showing the driver's license or an ID of some kind. That's simple. It's only like $25 for an ID.
Okay, well,
you know?
Okay. And here's the problem, okay? The Democrats do not want there to be any accountability when it comes to voting. And they're trying to create this image that if you do that, you are suppressing people's right to vote. You are not suppressing anything. Any more than you are suppressing someone's right to buy something at a supermarket when you make them prove who they are to buy that thing, whether it's alcohol or firearms or whatever.
They didn't care about me when I had to show 2 forms of identification. They ran me out of California, and they hired all, you know, there was illegal.
Well, they did you a favor.
That's angry, yeah, yes, sir. But I just, it just frustrates me, man. Yeah. You know, nobody cared. You know, it wasn't a problem. I had to show two forms of identification, but they didn't. It's unfair advantage.
Well, and here's the other frustrating thing is that we've got five senators who are holding up the process simply because they don't want there to be, they are trying to minimize all of Trump's victories. They're trying
everything.
And they are doing so at the detriment of the American people. That is not serving the American people. I'm sorry. But thanks a lot, John, for calling on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Cliff writes, Lee, I disagree with Tesla about how in-demand electric cars will be. There will be a time for electric cars when we have space-based solar power and many, many more nuclear power plants. Meanwhile, we're just burning fossil fuels to make electricity for electric cars at a considerable loss of fuel efficiency. But within that caveat, Musk is clearly a benevolent genius who has given insane levels of value to his fellow human beings and the world over. And Cliff, I agree. If you want an electric car, that's fine. You know, if all you're doing is driving around town, that's fine. Fleet vehicles, great idea. I personally, Lee Matthews, and the Matthews Mobile, I do not want an electric car. As it is, filling up, say, once a week is almost too much for me to actually stop and do something. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I think I told you earlier this week that some good friends of mine that I worked with for a very, very long time over there just lost their livelihood. And they're at a stage in life where they're not likely to get back into that same industry at this stage of the game because they're approaching retirement. Fortunately, most of them have a pretty hefty nest egg. I encourage them, and I encourage you too, to call and get in touch with my good friend Michael McGuire of the McGuire Capital, 405-760-5863. He can take what you've already got, and if you're just about ready to retire, if you see it coming on the horizon, he can make sure that you maximize the value of that nest egg and maybe even keep that nest egg generating income for you after you have officially retired, even if that retirement wasn't by choice. McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th in downtown Bethany, 405-760-5863. I trust him with my money. You can trust him with yours. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. And make sure to catch him tomorrow with his Bull and Bear Show. It's his Saturday show that runs 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 to talk to him in person.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work, wellheads, close to home.
When it's your day to play, play at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday. There's so many ways to score a payday, with all your favorite games, all the newest games, table games, with daily promos like Girls Night, Club 50, Guys Night, Play and Earn, plus monthly promotions and so much more. There's also great dining at Eagle's Nest Restaurant, and refresh yourself at Fourth Quarter Sports Bar, where we always have your game. Cimarron Casino, every day is payday. Perkins, Oklahoma.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
She's the director of DEI. She looks like she's not qualified to do anything except be a Little Debbie's taste tester. I don't care if it's mean. She got a made-up job to hire other people for other made-up positions. DEI is the...
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, low 71. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 91. Tomorrow night, down to 74 for a low. Sunny on Sunday, high 93. Monday, sunny, high 94. It's 92 at Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Adam is in Midwest City. Thank you for hanging on, Adam.
Hey, man. Hi. Good to talk to you.
You too.
Hadn't called in a while. Hey, man, so here's the deal. I know I've been listening to your show, but I'm taking a weekend off from political stuff. I just wanted to bring something different into the conversation.
Sure.
If you don't mind. So I'm getting ready to head down tomorrow. I'm going to go down to Fort Worth, and I want to see, in my opinion, the greatest rock band ever, Rush.
Ah.
You may not be a Rush fan, but
I am. I like their 80s stuff. The 80s stuff that they
Days of radio and all that. That's mostly what they're playing. They got that new drummer that's just she's amazing.
You need to go see them before they all die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're like in their 70s and so, or at least the main two guys are. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm just stoked, man. We're going to Fort Worth. My wife has never been to the Fort Worth Stockyards area, so we're going to go down there tomorrow night. We're going to hang out a little bit and stuff like that, and I'm really looking forward to it. But one of the things that I found out, so that they were supposed to be in Fort Worth on the 24th, which I guess was, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And Rush, Canadian band, with a German drummer,
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff, they actually got stopped at the border. They had to postpone their June 24th show because they could not get back. They couldn't get over the border, which tells me that the Customs and Border Protection, they're taking their job very seriously.
The border is very close. Now, I don't know, was it the whole band, or was it just the German?
No, it was.
Maybe the German drummer didn't have some paperwork they needed.
No, I don't think it was the passport issue. I think it was all the semis coming through with all the equipment and stuff like that.
They got
a lot of European people on their staff.
Yeah.
And the roadies and stuff like that. But, yeah, they held them up. And, unfortunately, they're going to be there by Sunday night when I go to the show. But, yeah, they had to postpone the June 24th show. Because they couldn't get back in time. So, and I mean, I guess it worked out all right, because there's a lot of locals that were going to that show that said, hey, you know what? All you people that traveled in from hundreds of miles away or whatever, we'll trade our tickets with you so you can go to the show that we're supposed to go to, and we'll go to the July 2nd show, which is what they
ended up doing. Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I thought that was a pretty cool story. But yeah, if anybody thinks that the whole border thing is, if they think that they're not taking that seriously, trust me, they are.
They are. When a band like Rush, world known, they couldn't get across the Canadian border, right? I assume they're coming through the Canadian border.
No, they were coming from Mexico City.
Oh!
Yeah, they had been in Los Angeles, and they did some shows in the West, and then they went down to Mexico.
All right.
Tried to come back up to go to Fort Worth, and they were like, no, they held them up.
I assumed they were coming down from Canada. Okay, because
originally they did, but they came in and did a few shows and went to Mexico City. And then tried to come back to go into Texas, and it was like, they didn't let them. So I was like, wow, that's crazy.
It's secure then.
I'm glad to see they're doing their job.
So, all right. Well, you have a good time this weekend, Adam, and I know it's going to be a great show. They've always put on a great show because they're professional musicians. They're very good at what they do. They never were into this sex, drugs, and rock and roll scene. Rush never was. 405-608-437.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Concerns continue lingering about conditions inside ICE facilities in Oklahoma. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
Iran is being accused of attacking a Singapore-flagged ship in the Strait of Hormuz.
U.S. officials told Fox News there were no casualties, but the incident comes during a tenuous time in the new U.S.-Iran peace deal. Freedom of navigation in the strait is a key point in the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding, with the U.S. demanding Iran never charge tolls. But Iran says they could enforce fees after the current 60-day pause expires. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio attended a meeting of Gulf nations in Bahrain and said those nations are also committed to seeing free flow of maritime traffic in the strait. I'm Mark Neufield.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is creating a new department in Chicago designated to confront gun violence. Perry Williams has more.
Good morning. The mayor signed an executive order yesterday establishing the Office of Gun Violence Reduction.
By establishing this centralized structure, we will be able to deliver resources and services quickly and strategically and effectively to the communities that need them the most.
The new department will be tasked with coordinating violence prevention efforts and community safety investments. The full city council will have the final say on the proposed ordinance, which would cost nearly $100 million for the new office.
Major League Baseball is proposing a salary cap and a salary floor in its latest collective bargaining offer to the MLB Players Association.
The league said the plan would reduce payroll disparities while sharing revenue equally between owners and players. MLB also accepted the union's proposals for free agency at age 30 with 5 years of service and to eliminate the qualifying offer system. The package includes a proposed $1 million minimum salary for eligible players, the elimination of deferred compensation in new contracts, and the creation of a cornerstone player provision to help teams retain star players. League officials say negotiations with the players' union are continuing. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Concerns continue being raised about conditions inside ICE detention facilities in Oklahoma. A former detainee and immigration attorney described mixed experiences, with some complaints focusing on food quality and living conditions. Others report being treated respectfully. ICE strongly disputes allegations of substandard conditions, saying detainees receive meals, medical care, and access to family and legal communication. Oklahoma City Animal Welfare is asking the public to help reduce euthanasia rates as the shelter faces ongoing overcrowding issues. Officials say 16 animals were euthanized earlier this week alone and are encouraging residents to foster or adopt pets whenever possible. They say additional foster homes can save lives while the city works toward opening a new animal shelter later this year. Hunger Free Oklahoma says a recent federal court ruling involving SNAP restrictions on soda and candy could eventually influence policy discussions in Oklahoma. The federal judge blocked similar restrictions in five other states, but the organization says Oklahoma SNAP participants should not expect any immediate changes to their benefits. They say the group supports improving public health, but believe restrictions aimed at only low-income families are unfair and unlikely to be effective.
That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 in Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Some of the most dyed-in-the-wool Democrats are finally starting to admit what we all know. The Democrat Party is dividing. We're talking about it as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy and humid conditions with cloudy skies and the possibility of a thunderstorm this evening, transitioning to partly cloudy late. The low will be 74. Tomorrow will be windy and very warm with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate partly cloudy skies and continued windy conditions with a low of 74. As for Sunday, it will be partly sunny, windy, and very warm with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Got a lot of things on the topic buffet. Why is a grand jury looking into the governor's role in a DUI case? I don't think anything criminal has been done. Something maybe unsavory has been done, but I don't think anything criminal has been done. The governor has a prerogative to commute certain prison sentences. And if that happens to be someone that is a friend of his, okay, but it's not illegal. The state of the State Board of Education is reviewing whether or not to revoke the credentials of some teachers. We'll get into why and which ones they are. Three guns and one on today's Firearms Friday. That video blog has been posted at freedom969.com on my X profile and also on my Facebook profile if you want to have a look at what that's all about. And Norman finally joined the game when it came to a moratorium on data centers. We're going to get into more of how the more dyed-in-the-wool Democrats have finally started admitting what we all know. The Democrat Party is divided. The question remains, what'll happen now? 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, like Gil and Guthrie. Thanks for hanging on, Gil.
Hey there. I want to ask you a question. I don't know if this is your area of expertise. Been watching this show, Squatters.
Uh-huh.
Where this team of people go in and, I wouldn't say forcibly, but gently encourage people to leave who are squatting in a house on property, like in a trailer or something.
Yeah.
And I said to my wife, surely that can't happen in Oklahoma. Well, the rules are no different here. I just wondered if you knew anything about that. I mean, if someone is squatting on your property, or let's say you move out of country and you come back, someone is living in your house. Squatters have rights. I'm thinking, how did this happen? The squatters have rights. I can't just say, get out of my house. No, I get my mail here. I'm paying the utilities. This is my house now.
Have you heard? Well, I know a little bit about it because my brother-in-law had to deal with it. But here's what is more apt to happen. Someone rents a trailer or a house, and they never pay the rent on that trailer or house. And then getting rid of them is very difficult because you have a contract with them that you evidently rented them some of your property. and gave them some of the permission to use your property. So if they have evidence that you gave them permission to use their property, let's say, all right, you're going on vacation for a month and you want somebody to cut your grass and you hire somebody to cut your grass for you, where you've given them permission to that property. And if there's some sort of proof that they have permission to use that property, that's when it gets difficult to get rid of them. Now, what happened with my brother-in-law was he rented a house to this family, and he decided he wanted to sell the property. So he told them 6 months in advance, I'm selling this property in 6 months. I'm going to need you out. I'm not going to renew your lease. When your lease is up, I'm going to need you to leave. And, of course, it came time for the lease to expire, which it did, and they didn't leave. They refused to leave. And then he went down to try to get eviction. That was a headache because you have to give the people the benefit of the doubt. Well, maybe they're trying to get some rent together, so you need to give them 2 weeks to get the rent together or a pay period to get the rent together. Or maybe they don't have anywhere to go, so you can't just throw them out. It took him 2 years to get rid of them. In the meantime, they lived on his house, squatting for free and tearing up as much of the property as they could. They would rip out the copper and try to sell it to get money. They would tear up the toilets and try to get them and sell them. You know, it was the biggest. It ended up getting him out of the property management business altogether because it was so hard to get rid of someone who was breaking the rules. Now, it's harder to do in Oklahoma, like I said, unless you have some sort of proof that someone gave you permission to use that property.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to be going for a month, and I need somebody to come feed my cat. Here's my key to my house. The cat food is there, and here's a credit card in case you need to buy some medicine for the cat. All right. Well, then that person, you've just given that person permission to squat in your house because you've given them a key and you've given them money.
Right.
Yeah. And okay. Well, I decided I was just going to stay here and take care of the cat. I thought the cat was lonely. And then you come back and, oh, well, I went ahead and started getting my mail here. And no, this is my house now. You gave it to me. Here's the key. Here's the agreement when you gave me this credit card, you see. Now, in other states, it is harder. The one I was referring to, my brother-in-law, was in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And California's the same way, okay? So if you own rental property, or even if you don't, let's say you have a trailer that is sitting on some property and it's unlocked, and they decide they're going to squat there, it is very easy for them to go to a court and say, well, it was sitting there and it was unlocked and I needed shelter. So I'm taking shelter until I can find shelter. This mean property owner can't throw me off of his property. And the court will listen to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time, sir.
Well, I mean,
have a good one.
Yeah, again, I don't think it's as much of a problem here because you have to have, there has to be some sort of proof, but it's more so when you are renting and you can't get rid of them. It's okay. Look, I'm not going to renew your lease. You keep tearing up the house. I had to come in here and replace the carpet twice. And so I'm not going to renew your lease. Then they start all that Bravo Sierra about, oh, well, I don't have anywhere to go. And as long as you claim you don't have anywhere to go, the court's going to be on your side, not the property owner's side. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. In a meeting yesterday, the Oklahoma State Department of Education was going to decide whether or not three Oklahoma teachers facing allegations of abuse towards students should lose their teaching certificates. The cases involve allegations of assault and abuse involving special education students. Board members will discuss revoking the teaching certificate of former Collinsville special ed teacher Michelle Francis. She was caught on surveillance video hitting an 8-year-old student with special needs in the face.
Let's see, former Chickasha teacher Amber Johnson threw one student to the ground, held another one down, and covered another student's mouth during separate incidents. Grady County District charged Johnson with two counts of child abuse. Let's see. Also, Mike Arnold Sr., former teacher at Frontier Public Schools in Noble County. He was arrested after video allegedly showed him aggressively pulling a student's hair and tugging her arm. Okay. I just remember when Ryan Walters, the then state superintendent of education, was not going to allow certain materials, certain books to be given to certain students. And a teacher who blatantly broke that rule and was proud about it, bragged about it, and he revoked her teacher's license and fired her, and the uproar that we heard. Oh, we just need, we're having a problem with teachers, and why is he firing teachers when we need more teachers, and all blah, 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 blah. She wasn't following the rule. How is that different than what these three teachers did? How? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Joe writes, Lee, I may be called an old man for this, but I remember when you fought against a communist instead of electing them to office. I agree, Joe. And that's why the Democrat Party is doomed. And it looks to me like the godfather of the Democrat Party, James Carville, is finally starting to admit that. He says there needs to be a schism, that the Democrat Party needs to divide so that the uber left will go their direction and the not-so-uber left will go their direction. Now, you could talk to James Carville and think, man, what an on-fire liberal. Not like some of these nitwits that are getting elected in New York State. But here's the problem. What's happening in New York State is a small percentage of national Democrat voters. So I'm not convinced that the Democrat Party is about to be taken over by communists and theocrats. I'm not convinced because such a small percentage are calling themselves Democrats and then getting elected. They are acting, as one expert said earlier this week, they're acting like a parasite. They're latching onto the Democrat Party because there's not enough support on their own for them to form their own party. So they're latching onto the Democrat Party. The problem is that those ideas, those theocratic and those communistic ideas that are working in inner city Los Angeles or inner city New York, they're not going to work nationally. But because these people are latching onto the Democrat Party with these ideas, it's giving the impression that the Democrats support them. And if you are a Democrat and you tolerate this within your party because it's bringing in a lot of money, that implies support. So either you're going to have, and this is the other thing, the theocrats don't like Democrats. The communists don't like Democrats because they're not radical enough. But they just can't get elected on their own. Anyway, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So either the Democrats need to throw them out. If they do have some sort of schism where they divide the party, I don't think that would be good either. Because, like I said, a divided house cannot stand. Now, do they want to come up with some sort of schism where, okay, you're going to be the Democrat Socialist Party and we're going to be the Democrat Party? If I were the Democrats, I'd be very scared of that. Because the names are too similar. And there really is too much of there would be too much cross confusion. Especially with younger voters who don't know what socialism is in the first place. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Mark writes, watching the reactions of visitors to the World Cup, lots of great videos, but one British young man summed his experience up best. He said, if you want to hate the U.S., then watch the news. You want to know and love the U.S., drive across it. Meet the people, and of course, eat the food. Shame on our media, who hates this country so much as to constantly trash it. But people come here and see the majority of people are good and kind. Visitors get it more than some U.S. citizens. Now that is eye-opening. Mark, thanks a lot. I think you are absolutely right. This World Cup tour is probably been one of the best public relations things, public relations shot in the arms that the United States has ever had or has had in a very, very long time. I'll put it that way. How's that? Okay. Yeah. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, this is Marty.
Hello, Marty. You are where, if anywhere?
Hey, I am in Oklahoma City currently.
Good. What you got?
Hey, I was just calling. I was listening to you talk about boating, and I listened to Stephanie Bice's town hall this week.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to catch that. How'd that go?
Oh, it was really informative. Mm-hmm. She, you know, but one thing I wanted to point out that she mentioned and that we had in these primaries is that we are having low Republican voter turnout.
Ah.
She said in 2018, I think she quoted, when Trump was in office, we only had like 43 or 44% registered Republicans turn out for those primary elections. She said this year, we only had like 32%. So the problem we have is we don't have people showing up to the poll.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she meant in the state of Oklahoma or nationwide?
In the state of Oklahoma, yes, yeah. In the state of Oklahoma,
yeah,
for sure. So what we've got to do is get our fellow Republicans to get to the polls and vote.
I agree. So many of them are of the mind that, well, we're a red state, so we're always going to vote red.
Yes.
And that's not the case. I mean, things can easily screw up and go the other way.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. So that's all I had for you. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I'll keep that in mind, and we'll try to get people to I think there will be more as we get into this race a little bit because the there were so many to choose from in this past primary. Once we've got that focus down, I think it'll be a lot. There'll be a lot more participation.
Yeah, I hope it comes out successful. I wish I would have did more homework before I got to the polls.
Well,
this year.
And there was it was difficult to tell who to vote for because there was so much mud being slung. That's another turnoff. Was all the mudslinging that happened. Nobody. I hate that. I just hate that. I'm not going to vote for any of them. I mean, that's the attitude you get.
Yes, and yeah. Especially in the attorney general's race, it was terrible.
Yes.
All the mud that was being thrown.
Yes. Yes. So I so once we get
money can't all, always buy elections, and
no,
it didn't this time.
No, it did not. It certainly didn't. Marty, thanks for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive, another kind of revolt going on in Iran, and will this one work? Are you not eligible for Medicare but would like to be? Well, hang on, it's coming. Are you eligible for Medicare and don't know? Well, here's a couple of ways to tell. Number one, were you born in 1961? Well, then you're eligible. Number two, are you getting a lot of phone messages, emails, and texts from out-of-town companies trying to get you to sign up for Medicare through them? Well, then you're eligible. Don't listen to them either, by the way. This is Lee Matthews for the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and I'm here to make your life easy. You make the call. You are the one in control of all of this, by the way. And the Well-Preserved Advisory Group is right here in Oklahoma. They've seen everything Oklahoma can and will do and what the economy can and will do, and they're here to take care of you and come up with a program that will work for you. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. I trust them with all of my affairs. You can trust them with yours. It's Lee Matthews telling it like it is, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
Lady, I ain't in the same party as you. I'm sorry. I just not. And I actually do think it's time for Democrats to talk the S word, schism. I don't want to be in a political party that denies the right of the state of Israel to exist. That's just not, I just can't do that.
That's James Carville on a podcast. He's been the godfather of the Democrat Party ever since he and George Stephanopoulos got Bill Clinton elected on one bumper sticker slogan. It's the economy, stupid. They were able to take the solid go. It's Lee Matthews, by the way, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. They were able to take a solid gold record of George W. Bush and make it seem like it was dotty and that he was old and forgetful and was out of touch with regular Americans. It didn't help that Ross Perot took about a third of the conservative vote away at that election. Otherwise, it would have been a victory for Bush. But that's picking nits. James Carville became the darling of the Democrat Party. Everyone climbed the stairs to his office to seek his endorsement, his advice, or political consultation. Even in the throes of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, he never wavered. In fact, I put money that it was he who advised Clinton to adopt the past is irrelevant mantra that they used to get through that whole thing. Even when it came to lecturing young liberal twits like David Hogue, he was unapologetic about the role of the Democrat Party in American politics. How do you amass political power? Not from demonstrations, not from canceling people, not from shutting down free speech. You amass political power by winning elections. That's what he kept telling David Hogue, and David Hogue wasn't listening. Win elections. That's what he told David Hogue in a podcast after Hogue dismissed Carville as an old angry boomer. Hogue, by the way, quickly lost his position in the Democrat Party not long after that. Was it because of his flippant attitude towards a Democrat demigod or demigod? Well, no, I don't think so. I think James Carville was able to point out how stupid David Hogue was, what a twit he was, what David Hogue thought he knew that he didn't know.
Over the last 36 years, James Carville has never once criticized his own party for anything until yesterday. He finally admitted he cannot be a part of a political party that cannot allow a state of Israel to exist on the Politicon podcast with journalist Al Hunt. And he's not the only one. Prominent Democrat Senator Alyssa Slotkin is calling for new leadership in the Democrat Party. She argued the party never completely recovered after its loss in 2024. During an appearance on SiriusXM's Straight Shooter on Wednesday, the senator told host Stephen Smith, every day there's a debate within the party about the path forward. James Carville went on to use what he called his S-word, schism, suggesting the Democrat Party needed to divide itself from its ultra-left members who are dragging the party further in that direction. What he's ignoring is the reason the party is allowing itself to be dragged in that direction. And the answer is, that's where the money is. He's also forgetting one other very important thing, which I'll get to in just a minute. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, and The Drive with Lee Matthews.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The U.S. has launched strikes against Iran after a drone struck a Singapore flagship in the Strait of Hormuz. When asked if America will respond, the president said,
"You'll find out."
U.S. Central Command called the action a powerful response. President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission is calling for a stronger connection between government and faith.
The left has used that one phrase that was one line out of one of hundreds of letters by Thomas Jefferson to batter people of faith for the last 70 to 80 years.
Led by Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the panel recommends more access to public funds for faith-based agencies and protections over religious objections. Wall Street closed lower.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 44 points. The S&P 500 fell 3 points, and the NASDAQ shed 60 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Concerns continue being raised about conditions inside ICE detention facilities in Oklahoma. A former detainee and immigration attorney described mixed experiences, with some complaints focusing on food quality and living conditions. Others report being treated respectfully. ICE strongly disputes allegations of substandard conditions, saying detainees receive meals, medical care, and access to family and legal communication. Oklahoma City Animal Welfare is asking the public to help reduce euthanasia rates as the shelter faces ongoing overcrowding issues. Officials say 16 animals were euthanized earlier this week alone and are encouraging residents to foster or adopt pets whenever possible. They say additional foster homes can save lives while the city works toward opening a new animal shelter later this year. Hunger-Free Oklahoma says a recent federal court ruling involving SNAP restrictions on soda and candy could eventually influence policy discussions in Oklahoma. The federal judge blocked similar restrictions in five other states, but the organization says Oklahoma SNAP participants should not expect any immediate changes to their benefits. They say the group supports improving public health, but believe restrictions aimed at only low-income families are unfair and unlikely to be effective. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663.
That's the number 2 McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
We used to work to defeat communism. Now it looks like we're working to elect them. Lee Matthews on the Drive, continuing with more on that on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy and humid conditions with cloudy skies and the possibility of a thunderstorm this evening, transitioning to partly cloudy late. The low will be 74. Tomorrow will be windy and very warm with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate partly cloudy skies and continued windy conditions with a low of 74. As for Sunday, it will be partly sunny, windy, and very warm with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In Austin, yeah.
Do not interrupt.
Don't you point your finger at me. Don't
I
be
will
a
point my finger at you.
Don't you be a hypocrite
you.
Then. Then you be as
frustrated,
and then you
kids.
Should be as upset about the 450,000 kids
upset.
That were lost. You didn't say a word about it. For 4 years, you never said a word.
Mark Wayne Mullen, once again, not taking any stuff from Rosa DeLauro. That's the woman that looks like the Wicked Witch of the North, and she has, like, electric blue hair. And I think she's from Connecticut. An on-fire liberal. And she was trying to make him look bad and make him say things he didn't want to say about ICE. And she's one of these open-border nut jobs. And doesn't want to pay ICE officers and what the job they're doing is the same as the brown shirts of the Nazi party. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And she's one of the nut jobs on the Uber left of the Democrat Party that needs to be dealt with, I think. But what do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and it's to the point where the godfather of the Democrat Party, James Carville, is actually saying there's going to be a split. There's got to be a split. There's no other way to get this done. And what has happened is that these parasites have latched themselves onto the Democrat Party, and they're bringing a lot of foreign money with them, like George Soros, etc. And people who contribute to the Democrat cause know that Trump's clock is ticking. So there's really no need to try to defeat Trump because he cannot run again. Instead, what they should be doing is focusing on policies that will cement Democrat dominance forever. So that's why they need to stack the Supreme Court. That's why they want open borders. That's why they want to give free stuff to just about everybody in the inner cities. Bankrupting the nation, be damned. That's why they hate capitalism. That's why they are stifling free speech and electing any and all candidates that support those policies. Most of those candidates, by the way, are socialists, communists, and theocrats. So James Carville is forgetting that. He's also forgetting that a house divided cannot stand. To suggest the Democrat Party divide itself is to suggest it die. And perhaps that's why many Democrats are rethinking their affiliation and secretly and quietly re-registering as either libertarians or independents. That's what I predict is going to happen in the near future. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name? Hello?
Gene.
Hey, Gene.
Stillwater.
All right, Gene. Good to hear from you, sir.
Good to hear from you. I have a different take on this marketing campaign by the globalists as far as how great the USA is. Obviously, USA is great, but I can just see them setting this up so that all of the Europeans can run here since they've destroyed their countries, the Islamic invasion.
Yeah.
Just like we don't want Californians in Oklahoma, we don't want Europeans in the United States. They need to fix their own home.
Well, and you realize that's what they're so dumbfounded about. They're dumbfounded at, wow, you don't have a bunch of barrios that are being taken over by Muslim extremists. And even if you did, you'd be allowed to say something about it. You're not seeing people arrested for speaking out against things. I mean, that's another thing that they're breathing a big sigh of relief when they come over to the United States. They know that's not going to happen.
But unfortunately, they've been raised thinking that guns are demons.
Yes.
They've been raised, and it's like every one good Californian you get, they bring their blue-haired children with them.
Yeah.
And it starts to change the electorate. I mean, I was in Colorado in the 90s. I saw it happen.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the Californians move to Colorado and destroy that place.
Well, they still are. So, they still are destroying it, too, by the way. Yeah. My sister and brother-in-law are in the process of moving out of Colorado, largely because of that. Now, they don't have any children. They don't really care about a school system. They moved to Colorado because they're both geologists. And my sister wanted to get her master's in geology. And then when she did, she started working for an oil company. So they both did very well working in the oil industry, which has since panned out, especially in Colorado. But in the midst of all that, in the summers, they would go rafting and mountain biking. In the winters, they would go skiing and snowmobiling. And it's getting to the point where their favorite places to go mountain biking are so crowded and so littered with gum wrappers and candy wrappers and people who don't understand hiking etiquette or mountain biking etiquette.
Carving into
trees. You're not supposed to walk abreast. You're supposed to ride in single file so that the people coming in the alternate direction will be able to pass. You're definitely not supposed to leave your trash all over the place. And the parking lots are getting full because everybody wants to go there. So you have to get up early to get there. And then by the time it's mid-morning, the park is so crowded, you can't. And then the ski slopes are all packed, and it takes forever to get through a line at the ski slope. So they're just tired of it. They're just tired. And the taxes going up and all the crime going up. And then they're watching all of their property tax money go nowhere. And homelessness is up. Poverty is up. Everything is up in Colorado. They're just ready to get out of there.
And you can't blame them. I mean, when you convert the population and the electorate over to the left-wing side, it's just going to go downhill. It'll be a slow degradation.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care if the millionaires leave their cities, like, you know, up in Oregon. They don't care because they're going to have more control of the poor people that stay behind, and then they can just start cutting services and blaming the rich even more.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll have more examples of that.
Mm-hmm.
So... But at the same time, they're infecting our lands with the kookiness.
Yes. Well, so, and
I'm not a big fan of the marketing scheme of a big world government to send all the Europeans here that torch their own homelands.
I'm not a big fan of welcoming a bunch of leftists to move to our state. Fortunately, I'm not seeing a lot of it. I was worried I would, but the reason that you saw a lot of people leaving California and moving to Colorado was that Colorado was so much cheaper, but it still had that attitude. See, the people who live in California, their mindset is it's always sunny in 72. Okay.
Right.
So there's always something to do outside. There's always some place to go outside, and you want to pay the government high taxes to preserve all of that for you. Well, it's getting to the point where, you know, your 900 square foot bungalow is costing you $2 million a year to pay for. So you can sell that $2 million bungalow and buy a nice house in Colorado where the same kind of sensibility is going on. There's always something to do outside, even in the winter, in Colorado.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you wear a thick top and shorts.
Yeah, now, we don't have that here in Oklahoma. So that's why I don't see as much of the migration coming to Oklahoma.
And let's hope it stays that way, my friend.
I agree.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Gene. In Stillwater on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, Ken writes, Lee, if Trump would just grant illegals amnesty if they vote Republican, you would see just how quickly Democrats would want to get them out of the country. That is good thinking, Ken. I like that. Wendy writes, Lee, radical Judge James Boasberg got slapped down so hard this week for targeting President Trump that the appeals court issued a writ of mandamus against him. Boasberg has been found to be abusing his discretion. The federal appeals court pretty much smacked him down and said, you were wrong to hold Trump in contempt. He didn't even violate your order. Boasberg has failed to block deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, an extraordinary remedy that is the court's ordering another court to do something because the government has no other option. By the way, I had to look it up. Writ of mandamus is when a court orders another court or the government to do something. And it's basically unappealable. So when you get a writ of mandamus against you, you basically are having a court telling you, not only are you going to do this, if you don't do this, you will be in violation of the law. They accuse the judge of abusing his discretion and engaging in an improper, inappropriate investigation of basically meddling in an executive branch's ability to make decisions on national security issues. And this all stems from the incident that I'm sure a lot of us remember when the Trump administration deported members of Trinidad and Tobago to El Salvador. A judge said, turn the plane around or, you know, you can't turn them over, bring them back. Well, they didn't. And the judge then found them in criminal contempt for not complying with the order. This federal appeals court pretty much smacked Boasberg down. Yes, Wendy, I agree. It was very rare for a court to issue what's called a writ of mandamus. I knew a lawyer who had a big ocean-going blue water fishing boat, and he named it the mandamus. And the reason he named it the mandamus, I think, was because, okay, it has to be done. And so when you get aboard the mandamus, it has to be done. Thanks a lot, Wendy. That is, I did not realize the writ of mandamus had been issued. And again, I'm not a lawyer. I had to look all this up myself. I had heard of the writ of mandamus before, but I had to go back and look it up because I forgot what it was. 405-608-4377. Stephen writes, Lee, Kavanaugh and Alito torched the entire independent commission scam, and the left is panicking because it's a huge win for President Trump. They went straight for the jugular. The question was simple. Can Congress just slap the word independent on any cabinet office and basically wipe out the presidential power? Kavanaugh wasn't having it. Independent agencies aren't accountable to anybody. They're not even elected. Yet they're exercising massive power over the Liberty and billion-dollar industries. Then Turley was the he's the legal expert for Fox. He summed it all up by saying Kavanaugh and Alito made short work of the defenders. Can Congress make any department independent? Can they give them 20-year terms? Every time the justice is pressed, the other side collapsed. This is the Supreme Court reminding Washington who actually runs the executive branch. Trump needed this, and he got it. Stephen, you are referring to a ruling. Actually, that didn't come out this week. It came out back in October. But unfortunately, you saw a lot of news organizations recycling that story because they knew people would read it again and have not remembered it. But that's okay. That was the Supreme Court decision that, no, you cannot appoint a government agency to do something that's in lieu of the government. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And will this ever turn into anything? Iranian women are sustaining a quiet but widespread revolution against the country's mandatory hijab laws, defying the authoritarian regime by appearing in public with their hair actually being exposed. Despite the constant threat of government crackdowns, arrests, and harassment from the morality police, the transformation on the streets of Tehran and other major cities is highly visible. Everyday defiance, an increasing number of women and girls are moving openly through public spaces without their hijabs on, taking back their personal freedoms as an extension of the women's life freedom protests. The government continues to utilize severe crackdowns, arrests, and digital surveillance, like automated fines for undercover hair in cars, to intimidate women. Hardline lawmakers have attempted to pass strict laws imposing lengthy prison terms and heavy fines. However, fearing it will provoke further mass unrests, authorities have often struggled to enforce the measures consistently across the country. This is what a death and sex cult this government in Iran is, okay? First of all, the death cult. They want to bring about the 12th Imam doomsday, in other words, because they think that the doomsday arrival of the 12th Imam will mean they will rule the world for, I don't know, 100 years, 200, I don't know what it's supposed to be, okay? And they don't care if they die doing it. Because to die doing it means they will get rewarded in heaven. Okay? Now, there's debates as to what you're rewarded with. But the biggest appeal appears to be sex. Now, while on earth, one of the things they do is put women down, treat them like second-class and third-class citizens, and make them cover themselves lest they tempt their men or some other man. Because, of course, it's the woman's fault if she tempts the man. And the woman can be beaten severely by the husband if she tempts the man or another man. And can be divorced if the man decides to just say, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. So it really is a death and sex cult. Those are the two things that are the biggest sacraments in this religion. I'm not talking about all of Islam. I'm talking about Islam as it is interpreted in Iran. The two big sacraments are death and sex. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hopefully this revolution will work. Lee Matthews and The Drive. It's official. The 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence celebration has begun in various ways. One of the ways will be several cruises down Route 66, and that will be your opportunity to stop by Frontier Auto Group. I'm Lee Matthews. Frontier Auto Group is on Route 66 in El Reno, just minutes from anywhere you are or Oklahoma City. In fact, you can see the Devon Tower from their showroom. And they've got a variety of different vehicles to show you. Not only do they have those vehicles, if they don't have what you're looking for, they can get it within 24 hours, and then you can actually do the test drive yourself. And then afterwards, as Frontier Auto Group has been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, they want to help and continue to support the community by offering to check the vehicles. If you have a check engine light, a low tire pressure light, weak battery system, your air conditioning's not doing what you'd like it to do, all at no charge. They do this anyway during regularly scheduled service visits. And then their finance department, their goal is to make sure you get the best buying experience you've ever had.
In fact, the owner and finance director met in church. How wholesome is that? How small town is that? It's because they still do things the small town way. At Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The NBC did a poll. I think there's a 5-point gap. The Democrats are more favorable by just 5 points than Republicans compared to 2018, the last midterm that Trump had, where I think it was almost double digits going into the election.
Even though Democrats should be doing well, their own extremism, their own embrace of a radical fringe is keeping normal voters away from them.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews on the drive. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Matthews at freedom969.com. Edward writes, Lee, let me tell you what the courts cannot stop it means when the Supreme Court says it, because I'm sure most people don't know. It means the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is done. For years, the Ninth Circuit has blocked every TPS termination, every metering policy, every turn back order. Judges in San Francisco and D.C. issued injunctions the same week the DHS tried to enforce anything. That was the strategy, not the law. The injunctions. On June 25th, SCOTUS ruled 6-3 in two separate cases, the same day, the same margin, both times. Case one, federal courts generally cannot review temporary protective status termination decisions. Kristi Noem's calls are now shielded. No more injunction shopping. Case two, if you're standing in Mexico and you have not arrived in the United States, under federal law, you have no right to apply for asylum. No mandatory inspection. No foothold. And here's what nobody wants to say out loud. 350,000 Haitian temporary service holders are now in deportation proceedings with no court able to pause it. Every asylum seeker at every port of entry along 2,000 miles of border is now legally turnable before they take any step onto U.S. soil. The metering policy was blocked for nearly a decade. It's back today with the Supreme Court backing. This is the same playbook that ended in 1954 when the court finally gave the executive branch back its immigration authority. And it took 30 years of litigation to get there. The courts can't stop it doesn't mean Trump won a policy fight. It means the legal fight infrastructure on the other side, billed to slow enforcement for years, got ruled unconstitutional. Two rulings, one day, zero injunctions left standing. Thank you very much, Edward. You got it. And that's a good way to wrap things up today on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. On the way, Joe Pags, who's coming up next. Drive to work on Monday morning with Aaron Brilbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.